Sounds like you've had a really full life on so many levels. And speaking of life, I think song number two that you picked out is called In This Life. And this is by Pat Humphreys. Is she Quaker? Is she Quaker connected?
She's not really Quaker. She certainly practices, I think, a kind of spirituality that speaks to a lot of Quakers. Her song, Swimming to the Other Side, is a kind of a eco-spiritual anthem, I guess. So I think her faith may meet people who have those kinds of faith journeys, but we know her through her music work primarily. And I chose this song, actually, when I was working with Pete Seeger and Pat Humphreys and some others to come up with a list of songs for a sequel to Rise Up Singing, which has actually not been released yet. Pat, every time our committee would get together to sing songs together, would bring one or two songs out of her guitar case. And every time she would sing a song, all of us would say, oh my gosh, we've got to put that song in. And this was one of the songs that she sang at one of those committee meetings of the planning group for this sequel to Rise Up Singing. This song spoke to me particularly deeply because it talked about the need for those who are victims of sexual trauma to find a safe place in their journey. The first song of Bob Franke's, I thought, articulated this way in which God moves into our lives, planting seeds, leading us out into the world, leading us to a way of faithfulness. But you really can't follow that journey if you aren't able to find a certain kind of deep emotional safety first. And to me, Pat's song communicates how people can begin to find that safety who may have had things done to them which violated that in their past.
So you obviously think about that as a therapist. Is this a personal issue too? Do you feel like before you went out and became part of this activist network you're part of, you had to go through your own healing to get out there?
I think it happened for me personally in a little bit the other way around. I was involved in political work and work to make the world a better place from a rather early age, certainly since my teenage years. And it was only really a little later that I began to be in touch with some of the traumatic things that happened in my own childhood, which included some sexual violation and some other traumas. So this is an issue for me personally, not just an issue in terms of the work I do with clients.
What is there particular about the lyrics to this song that grab you? It's a beautiful song, totally, and the thing that sits with me is the chorus, I am worthy, I am safe. What is it that grabs you in the song?
People who are abused frequently not only bear the scars of what has been done to them, but their own loss of self-esteem, their own sense of blame, their sense of being blocked in themselves. So when safety is provided, whether by a spiritual community or by a therapist or by close friends and family, then the individual is able to feel worthy, to feel special again, to overcome those kind of blocks that have come from those scars.
It's a beautiful song. It's by Pat Humphreys, and we're sharing it today as part of Peter Blood's Song of the Soul. The name of the song is In This Life.
In this life, though the sounds be strained and thin, let the voice inside me rise and the strength be beckoned in. For these words within ring more clearly on the outside. They resound beyond the hillside. I am worthy, I am safe.